Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the fifth parak of Maseches Bamitzia, parak Ezehu Neshech, and we are up to parak A, Mishnah Hey. So it says in the Mishnah, Shaman Parva Chamar V'Kolda V'Shu Osa V'Ochel L'Mechza, that when in the last Mishnah we were talking about when you give a guy baby cows, a calf, to grow and to develop, and to, so you have to pay him for the work and the food, you have to pay him separately as a worker. Now we're going to talk about adult cows. So you give you figure out the value of an adult cow or a donkey or any other animal that works and therefore if an animal does work, so it's earning money. So although it costs money for an animal to eat and to take care for an animal, but it more than makes up for it when it's earning money. So you can assess it and give half the profits, half the losses, you know, to the guy who is working for you, because he can he is getting paid by being able to work the animal. In a place where the minig is to divide the vlados right away, meaning as soon as they're somewhat independent, then you divide them right away. In a place where the minig is that the farmer raises these animals, then he should continue to raise those animals, and you can't tell the other guy that you have to divide the babies, because no, it's the herdsman's job to raise the animal. Rav Shimon Gamliel tells us, Shaman Egel im imo usiyach im imo, that we assess the value of an egel, of a baby calf, together with its mother, and a siyach together with its mother, and we give them to a farmer to raise those animals, and he's going to get in exchange for that half the profits that it produces or half the losses that it loses, and you don't have to give him a salary in addition to that, because the mother's work and is going to cover for the loss involved in caring for and feeding the baby. They sort of go hand in hand. They go together with each other. Meaning what we're saying over here is that in the last mission we spoke about how you have to pay a separate salary when the guy's job is to raise baby animals. And in this mission we said, well, when it's a mother animal, then when it's a fully grown animal, you don't have to pay a separate salary because he's getting the benefit of the work of the animal. Well, what if it's a mother and it's baby? So we say that follows the rules of our Mishnah and not the rules of the previous Mishnah. Umafriz al Sadehu, and a person can charge extra rent for his field, and in exchange for the fact that he's lending money to the guy to help the field. And that's not a problem of ribis, because the amount, the extra that you're charging is because of the betterment of the field, which is now going to be able to do more for you, and therefore you're allowed to charge extra. So that's not a violation of ribbis. Moving on to Mishnah Vav, Ein Mekablin Tzon Barzel LeYisrael. You're not allowed to accept a Tzon Barzel investment from a Yisrael. Tzon Barzel means that it's ironclad, that the person is guaranteed a certain return on the investment. Meishu ribbis, because that's a violation of ribbis. Meaning if I know that I will not lose money and I can only gain money, so then it's like a loan, and then whatever money I gain is going to be ribbis. Avol Mekablin Tzon Barzel LeYisrael Chavim, but you're allowed to take a Tzon Barzel investment from an Ovid Chavim, Velovin Mehem Umavin Osun Beribis, and not only that, real Ribis, you could lend to them and borrow from them with Ribis, Bechein Begar Toshav, and the same is true, that you're allowed to have Ribis with a Ger Toshav. Ger Toshav is someone who lives in Eretz Yisrael, who is not a Jew, but he accepts to be Shomer all the Zion Mitzvos B'nei Noach. Malvi Yisrael Ma'osav Shal Ovid Chavim, Midas Ha'ovid Chavim. A Jew can lend a non-Jew's money to another Jew and charge him interest for it, because it's not your money. You're just a financial manager on behalf of a non-Jew. Avalom Midas Yisrael. But you're not allowed to do that with the agreement of the first Yisrael, because the first Yisrael is then considered to be the one that's actually lending the money with interest to the second Yisrael. Meaning if the non-Jew was never really involved in the agreement, then it's considered that you're lending the that one Jew is lending the money to the other Jew, and for that you're not allowed to charge interest, obviously. So let's review what we learned today. So in Mishnah Hey we said that when you have a fully grown animal, you could make an assessment of for half the profits and half the losses without having to pay the guy who's taking care of the animals a salary, and we said that when the baby's are born. So if it's the makom, the minhag makom is that they divide them right away as soon as they're independent. So then you do that. But if the minhag makom is that it's the farmer's job to raise them, so then he cannot force the division right away. And Rav Shmuel Gamliel said that if you have a mother and a baby together, you follow the dinim of the mother, where you don't need to pay a separate salary. And we also said that mafriz al sadehu, that you could you can charge extra. The example the Bar Tanura gives, I should have mentioned before, is that the choker says to the machkir, ata ragel likach b'chakira sadcha aseres kurin l'shana, you take normally 10 kur for the year, so lend me 200 zuz so that I could spend a little extra on fertilizing the field, on planting the field, on plowing the field, and I will raise you shneim asar kurim l'shana, and I'll return your money, meaning I'll be able to produce more. So that's mutter, because he's giving him those extra 2 kur because he's giving him a better field. So that's not considered a violation of ribbis. And then in the Mishnah Vav we said that you cannot take a tzon barzel investment from a Jew because it's ribbis, since you're guaranteeing his money back, but you may do so from an Ovid Chavim or from a Ger Toshev, just like you're allowed to actually charge ribbis from an Ovid Chavim and a Ger Toshev. And we said if you are a money manager on behalf of an Ovid Chavim, so then if it's Midas Ha'akum that you're lending the money, you're allowed to charge ribbis. But if it's not Midas Ha'akum that you're lending the money, then you're not allowed to charge ribbis. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Zayin.